Nick DiGilio Show continues here on 720 WGN, and the regular Friday features have begun. We'll have You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and we'll get funky Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in now for Luscious Hushes at 312-981-7200. All right. So, we do this thing every week where, you know, our own Vic Vaughn is on a musical journey. He's on a musical journey. He didn't have much of a musical knowledge, which he would fully admit. So he decided he was going to listen to every single one of the top 100 greatest albums of all time, according to Rolling Stone. And he did that and is chronicling it in a podcast and weekly on our show. So he's moved on to a new list. And that list is the top 100 best albums of the 21st century so far. So it's new stuff. And that's from the Guardian magazine. And he joins us every week to talk about the new music he's listening to. And here's Vic. Hi, Vic.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good, good. Are we ready to do some Vic's picks?
Yes. Have you ever heard of KDB?
Actually, I have. Both of these artists that we're going to talk about, I've heard of.
Okay.
Okay.
So
hold on. Hold on, Vic. Let's make it official.
Right.
100 albums. One, Vic Vaughn. It's Vic's Picks on the Nick DiGilio Show.
All right. Tom, you switch back to the old one? The old intro?
Temporarily, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, Vic, what do we got?
Yeah, number 90, On a Mission. That's the name of the album by KDB. And again, we're working off the 100 best albums of the 21st century now, by, according to The Guardian. And so KDB, I knew nothing about her, so this is all new to me. She's a singer-songwriter and DJ out of London, also known as Baby Katie. But she makes, among other types of music, I wanted to mention this because of where we're doing this show from right now. She's into house music, which got its start on Chicago's South Side in the late 70s when Frankie Knuckles opened a club called The Warehouse. I know a little bit about house music, oddly enough, because a little personal story about myself. My ex-wife was very into house music. She grew up in England and fell in love with house music. And that was actually one of the reasons why she moved here to Chicago from England. She was into it that much. But it's basically, it's from what I know about it, to me, it's kind of like electronica with a very fast beat, 120 to 130 beats per minute. So it's very energized, driving rhythm, dance music. And KDB also makes dubstep, which I didn't know much about. I had to read a little about. It's from London, Southside, and it got its start back in the late 90s. In fact, from what I've read, KDB is kind of considered one of the first dubstep like big stars in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
So the album On a Mission released April 2011 in England under the Rinse and Columbia record labels. It was released later that year in September in the U.S. It's her debut album, KDB's debut album. Again, it's number 90 on this list, but for a little perspective on how big of an impact this album had, this album On a Mission by KDB had the year it was released, again, 2011, Pitchfork put it at number 34 on its top 50 albums of 2011. So this is a big album. Yeah, and there were a dozen producers on this album, On a Mission. I've got a list of them, but as a time saver, I think from what I've read about it, a few notable ones, and these were producers and writers, were DJ Zinc, Banga, and Rinse FM.
Mm.
And On a Mission had five singles. Here's one of them, track two, song called Katie on a Mission.
Okay.
I'm feeling easy to resume. This right here, I swear, will end too soon. So I sink into the tune as I inhale the fume. I'm feeling easy to resume. This right here, I swear, will end too soon.
There it is.
Yeah, that one. Katie on a Mission. Hit number one on both the UK dance chart and the UK indie chart. Peaked at number five on the UK singles chart. And from what I read about it, it was largely in part to Benga's influence on the track's production. Benga's a British record producer. Here's another single released from KDB's On a Mission. It's a song called Witch's Brew.
There it is. By the way, it's the Nick DiGilio show here on 720 WGN, and we're doing Vic's picks right now, listening to KDB from the album On a Mission. Go ahead, Vic.
Yeah, that song, the lyrics are interesting. It's kind of about kind of luring someone she's interested in with spells and potions. Interesting lyrics. It was recorded at Rinse and Zinc Studio in London. It was actually the album's fifth and final single release, was met with mostly good feedback from music critics, although it didn't do as well as any of the album's other singles. It showed up on the UK singles chart, peaking at number 128. Mm. Next one I wanted to listen to, though, a little bit, another single off On a Mission, a song called Broken Record. Record. Let me correct myself. Broken Record. Okay. I put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Okay.
But that was also released as a digital download on iTunes. Most of these were. That's how all of these singles made their way to the market as digitized downloads. But did very well. Hit the UK singles chart at number eight. That one did. But I thought we'd close things out with a little from another one of the album's singles. This is a song called Easy Please Me. Tom's got a little bit of that.
Standing at the bar with my friend Olivia, we were trying our best to catch up. That's when he walked over, said I'd like to get to know you, but all I could say was look, I'm sorry love. You see, I've had difficulties too many times before, and right now it's not really my thing. He said just give me 2 minutes of your time and tell me what you like me to be offering.
So that one reached number 25 on the UK singles charts, and I'd say without a doubt that's my favorite track from this album, On a Mission, Easy Please Me by KDB. But that's a quick look at On a Mission by KDB. Album, again, comes in at number 90 on this list
overall,
by The Guardian.
Overall, Vic, what did you think of the album? Did you like it?
Well, overall, no, it's not my thing.
Yeah.
I knew going into it was going to be a long shot for me to like it because, again, I knew a little bit about house music, and I knew this was kind of an electronic house/dubstep album, and it's just not my type of music, man.
Vic, I'm with you. It's not my cup of tea either. But I'm sure that people who are into this kind of music probably enjoy it. Tom, aware of KDB?
I was aware of her. I'm not really a house guy.
Yeah.
My brother is much more of a house music listener, and he really enjoys a little KDB here and there. So I think if you're part of, especially how big dance music is in the UK.
It's huge.
We take it for granted. You know, it's pretty big here, but going to the club in the UK is a big deal. For the many times I've been there, that's like what you do is you go to the club, and if you don't like club music, you're kind of weird.
Yeah.
So I think it's all right though. It's not really the sort of stuff I'd put on, but it's fine.
The three of us are not not crazy about the genre is what it, is what it comes down to,
right.
I think. But, you know, it was interesting. All the facts that, because I know you do a lot of research, you want to learn about the artists and all kind of stuff as you go on this musical journey. So you're not just listening to the albums, you're doing research and you're learning. Of all the facts that you gave, it was pretty obvious, because all of the charts that you were talking about, all of the popularity of the, it was all in the it was all in the UK,
right?
You know,
yeah.
So she's obviously, you know, much bigger in the UK than she is here in the US.
Very big in the UK, and again, from what I read, it kind of seems like she was the first big star in England with the dubstep movement, which came out of South London.
Yeah.
So she's huge there. Yeah.
Yeah,
very
big. If you do, I just did a Google search on her, because sometimes I'll just pop on the computer while you're talking and look up the artist, and massively popular in the UK.
Yeah.
So, all right, Vic, hang on.
Yep.
All right, Vic Vaughn is with us, and it's Vic's Picks. Vic has been going on this musical journey. He wanted to educate himself on music because he didn't really know anything. So he started with the Rolling Stone Top 100 Albums of All Time, listened to all of those, researched them, learned more, and it's been life-changing for Vic. It has been life-changing. And now he's doing the Top 100 Best Albums of the 21st Century so far, so he's listening to some newer stuff. The Nick DiGilio Show continues here on 720 WGN. It's a Friday morning. Our regular Friday features have begun. After 3 o'clock, we'll talk about some dummies with you, Big Dummy. We got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and, of course, Fly Jams Friday to close out the week and start your weekend. And the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Our friend Vic Vaughn, the newsman, is with us talking about his journey, his musical journey. And it is Vic's Picks. And welcome back, Vic.
Morning, sir.
All right. So tell everybody about the podcast.
Album University Podcast. It's a project that kind of was born from this journey that I'm on to learn more about music, to kind of broaden my horizons with music. I didn't listen to music much growing up, so I have a lot to learn. Like you said, last year, I spent much of last year listening to 100 albums from the Rolling Stones list that they put together, best albums of all time, and it really just kind of changed my world, blew my mind. Music, I just fell in love with it. So I started Album University Podcast mainly for people kind of like me who didn't listen to music a lot growing up, and you know, you can just change that. Just tune in, download the podcast. You can find it on iTunes, Album University Podcast, or just Google Album University Podcast. It'll come up if you don't have iTunes. And, you know, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Album University to kind of keep up with us. But we just did Rumors. Amazing album, blew my mind, by Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
And that was our second episode.
There you go. And it's available now. So check it out where you get your Album University, where you get your podcast. Okay, let's go to the next one. This next one is people might know this next artist a little.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Just
yeah.
a little bit.
Number 91. This is the number 91 on this list, and it's called 1989, album by Taylor Swift. American singer, songwriter, producer, actress, what hasn't she done? She's 30 now.
Yeah.
Which made me feel really old.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this. She's the highest earning female recording artist of the past decade.
She's Vic. She is huge.
Yeah, I mean, I knew she was everywhere, but wow, that's the pinnacle. That's the top.
Yep.
You name the award, she's won it. 10 Grammys. I mean, she's broken all kinds of records just based on how many awards she's won, and. The talent. Rolling Stone magazine ranked Taylor Swift number 97 on its 2015 list of the greatest songwriters of all time. This album, 1989, again, is the name of it. That's the year she was born in Pennsylvania. This is her fifth studio album. It's her second album since her departure from country music to pop. And It was released in 2014 under the Big Machine Records label, was well received, made it onto several end of year lists for best album. It's considered synth pop. And here's a little bit from a song called Clean. Yeah, that's Clean. That was written by Imogen Heap. I didn't know anything about her, but she's a British singer-songwriter and record producer from London, very influential in some of the writing for this album. Get a little from a track called All You Had to Do Was Stay. This one, this is one of several songs from what I gathered from reading and researching about this album that are thought to be about one of Taylor Swift's exes.
That's kind of her thing, Vic. That's her thing.
Right.
That's her thing.
I know. Yeah. And all you had to do was stay. That's the name of this song, and Tom's got a little bit of that.
Gone forever when you say goodbye.
That's a little bit from All You Had to Do Was Stay, and that's another one on this album. There's quite a few on this album that was a collaboration with Max Martin. He's a Swedish pop producer, and he's very important in the story of Taylor Swift, how she went from country to pop, because he's kind of regarded as the one who helped pull her writing style out of country into pop music. So important influence on Taylor Swift, Max Martin. Next up from this album, 1989, song called Shake It Off. Even I knew this one. I had heard it before. It's also co-written by Max Martin and Shellback. And Shellback is also a Swedish songwriter, record producer. But Shake It Off's the album's lead single. It was released during a Yahoo live streaming session. And then a few hours later, I think, digitally available as a digital download. Debuted as number one on the Billboard Hot 100, and it became her second number one single in the U.S. Shake It Off, Tom.
Yeah, that song was everywhere.
Yeah. We'll close it out, this album, 1989, with a cut from a track called Blank Space, another one written by Taylor Swift, Max Martin, and Shellback. And I believe Tom's got a little bit from a song called Blank Space.
All right.
So that one, Blank Space, reached number one on the U.S. Billboard's Hot 100. And an interesting thing about this song, it knocked her own song out of the number one spot. That was the last one we listened to, Shake It Off. And she became the first woman to do that in Billboard history. Taylor Swift, this album, 1989, I had never listened to the whole album before. And there were quite a few songs that I had never heard before, but obviously some of them probably everyone has heard. But I really like this album. I had a lot of fun listening to it.
Well, you know, it was a massive album for her, just huge, and it was everywhere. This is again not sort of my cup of tea. It's okay, but I'll tell you what, she's good at it. She's real good at it, and the songs sound great. They're really beautifully mixed. They're really well recorded. They're really well produced. And again, it's not my thing, but man, she's good at what she does. She really is.
She's good at writing catchy tunes, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah. No, she's got it. She's talented. She's really, really talented. And you know, this is not the style of music that I go to immediately. I like it. It's fine. But
me neither.
But she's really, really great at what she does. And, you know, the payoff for her is massive. All kinds of awards, all kinds of money, all kinds of chart-breaking things. She's a huge artist. There's no question about it.
Yeah. She's magnetic to millions of people. Tom, what's your take on Taylor Swift? I'm curious.
He's answering a phone call right now.
Oh.
So he wants to know what you think of Taylor Swift.
I wonder.
Taylor Swift, I mean, I she kind of got ruined for me because of when I was in middle school, they made us sing one of her country songs about in music class, and got really tiresome. But this is an album where I started taking her a lot more seriously, and I actually really, really love 1989. I also do love the full cover album that Ryan Adams did of 1989. He performed every single one of these songs in a separate album.
And yeah, you should listen to that.
Yeah, you would really enjoy it, Vic.
Oh, man, I did not know that.
Ryan Adams recorded it.
I do know him, yeah.
And I think really important is Max Martin, the guy who co-wrote a lot of this, pretty much devised the entirety of the 21st century in pop. Started with the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and Britney Spears. This, if you want to see where the tentacles come from, that's where.
Yeah,
that's so, right. That's right. Go. Yeah, you can read about that. Yeah.
All right, Vic. Thanks, buddy. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good.
See you then. Vic Vaughn talking about KDB and Taylor Swift albums number 90 and 91 on the top 100 list. So there it is. All right, the news is next.